another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Bang, bros. What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to episode 200 of the Video Game Bang podcast. So I have said, what's up, pizzas, at least 200 times. Actually, probably more than that. It's become my Twitter handle. It's a way of life. Thank you guys for joining us on this very, very special episode. I can see chat already popping off here on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. If you want to watch the show, participate, interact with us live, get your voice heard, or read rather, you can check us out on that Twitch channel or Facebook. We're on Facebook Live as well. Ivy puts it on her page. You can watch it on our page. But needless to say, we have some treats in store for you guys, episode 200. Let's get sponsors out of the way first. Energy Esports, thank you guys for all that you do for us. Giving me a job is probably the number one thing. And giving us access to cool guests every once in a while. So thank you, Energy Esports.
We have no voice.
What do you mean?
It says they can't hear us.
Oh, no.
200 shows, everybody.
You, we
200,
got this.
200 shows.
We'll forever be known as such.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way things go, as the Offspring once said.
But, shame!
Thank you so much to our other sponsor, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. And they are a great sponsor. We love them. We go there multiple times a week. We actually, it's not even as much of a sponsorship as much as I think we give them way more money.
Yeah.
I know me and Webb spend a shitload of money there each week. It's a great place to go hang out. Aaron, you're going to go attend a writer's meeting. It's called Shut Up and Write. Is that correct?
I have to still research into it when they meet up every time. I got there 2 days ago right after they left.
Okay.
So it was like really dead quiet in there, and then people were leaving. And I went in there to do exactly what they just left to do. And, you know, so I have to see how many times they meet up there.
They got board game night. There's tons of stuff to do there. I'm trying to talk them into doing some sealed Magic the Gathering tournaments.
Please
so
don't.
We'll see. We're going to nerd that place up. Right. And we also got Mainframe USA. I'm wearing my glasses right now. My Insane in the Mainframes. Webb's got his on as well. They save your eyes. You only get two. Your entire life, you will only have two eyes that you were born with. So take care of them and get rid of that blue light. Blue light's a bastard.
I want five.
Speaking of bastards, he's joining me for the 200th time. Yeah, 200th time. Aaron Carter, what's up?
The seventh time? What are well, we?
I was going to say 700th, but
wow.
I was way off.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
Definitely not there yet. What's up, everybody?
200. What do you think, man? 200 episodes, we did it.
I want to go back to one of the original ones and listen, because I could have swore I said when we hit like the 200 mark, something's gonna, you know, we're gonna say or we're gonna do something like maybe episode 10 or something like that. I said when we hit like into the 200s, but I'll see what it. Yeah, I mean it's been a long time. Been a long time.
We've gone through quite a few changes from that first episode.
Well, I mean as every, you know, good show does. You got to evolve or die.
I think we're pretty much different people entirely from when we started this thing.
I'm pretty much the same.
You are. Yeah, I've gone through a manifestation.
A statue of a man, I am.
Speaking of statues, he's here week in, week out. I don't know exactly how many episodes he's been on. We need statisticians on the show to tell us stuff like this.
I really would love to see one, that.
Who?
Gondo.
Oh, well,
he's not
here.
Yeah,
I mean, he could do it.
He could.
He doesn't have the time to do that. But David Webb, what's up?
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, man?
I estimate like 100 episodes.
You think you've been on 100?
I think I started 2 years in.
But the weekend show kind of throws off things.
That's true. So 150?
Yeah, we'll call it 150.
All right.
Right. Split it down.
split it down the middle.
Yep, and joining us, the newest member of the crew, Ivy Doomkitty. What's up?
I'm doing all right.
All right, wow.
Yeah, that was kind of ominous.
Came in soft.
Yeah. It's not you, this isn't normal. What's wrong? Are you okay?
Oh no, I'm good. I'm great. To see, I'm happy to see your mug again.
Ivy. Wow. Things have been tense between us.
He didn't.
People who listened to the last episode, but there's been a lot of talk, a lot of conversations behind closed doors, and I think we're good. Are we good, Ivy?
No.
No, they're not. Are we?
No. I am. I mean, are you?
I don't know, Corey. Are we?
Well, I have something, a special presentation for all of those watching for episode 200.
No. I have something for you.
You have something for me?
Yep.
Is it a club so he can beat live
She's
baby sales?
She's showing us a shirt. Oh, my God. Wait. It's a Gatorade bottle on a T-shirt that says, I buy my own.
Wow. Lovely. Lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. That is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that thing cost you $17.
Said it didn't cost exactly $17.
I hope that shirt cost you $17 on the nose.
Said, and guess who made it? Consuela? Say
Corey,
hi.
This is your life.
Say hi to the camera,
I
Consuela.
I went back to San Diego and I found Consuela.
Yeah.
She happened to have a T-shirt press.
Well, at least I know that I buy my own Gatorade. Everyone can know I actively purchase my own things.
Well, that's good for you, Ivy. And I wish I had too. It's part of the regret process. And you guys know me. I don't words too well. I don't
Sheldon
talk.
Said he's going to donate a billion Facebook bits.
Damn.
A billion Facebook bits.
People I don't think understand that feel bad about it because I still get messages. I got a message this morning on Twitter that says I was so disappointed in Corey. And I expect that. I appreciate that you guys care enough to be disappointed in me. Or troll me, but I wanted to get my grief out and tell my side of the story. And
because you couldn't tell her side of the story. That's for damn sure.
Her side of her story right here.
I had to do it in the only way I know how, and that is through song.
What?
So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you my latest track.
She was a...
Oh, my God.
I was a...
You have too much time on your hands.
Way too much time on your hands.
I was walking down the streets of San Diego Comic-Con. I had the big hot sun just beating down on me. I saw an old homeless woman selling Gatorade on the street, and I was very, very, very thirsty. Said, if you pay me $3, your hydration isn't luck, and we can go about our separate ways. I had the 20 in my pocket, but the woman thought she saw it, and I walked away with all of her change. I said, I know what I did is wicked. I don't know what came over me. I got pots to cast, I've got a debt to pay, and all of Ivy New Kitty's fans hate me.
Good Lord, that was a stretch.
Bad. I can't go back, though I really wish I could. Oh, I know what I did is wicked, but I'll turn it into something good.
And you didn't.
I will tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on
that. That's the second part of my announcement. Tomorrow, I am going to join up with Mike Betancourt from the Me, Mike, Self, and I podcast. And we're going to go hydrate the homeless downtown Sacramento. We're going to take crates of water and hand them out. I'm going to do that for a few hours. And that's going to be my penance. And it won't be the only time. I'll get out there with him and his crew who do this regularly several times. It's something good to do. It can't take back what I did, obviously, but I can do some good. I spread some awareness. Hopefully some of you guys out there who, you know, don't necessarily have to feel guilty about anything, go do it too. And we could turn a negative into a positive. So, Aaron, you like this song? Did I do okay this time?
No.
It was not good?
You have ruined one of the greatest video game songs to ever grace video games.
Okay, if that didn't impress you, nothing I ever do will, because... I
told you, Shania Twain.
That track was fire. Did you hear, like, the lyrics? I wrote that this morning.
Clearly you wrote that just this morning.
I have my notebook
I can tell.
Right here.
I can tell.
Of my lyrics.
How long does it take you to make these songs?
Hours.
Like, how much...
you ever think of writing jingles for, like, I don't know, like, low-budget car salesmen? Like... You would make it killing.
Look, I was very proud of this one. She said, if you pay me $3, your hydration is in luck. That is a lyric.
That's not.
Yeah, but you know what's not a lyric? I was very, 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 very thirsty.
Yeah. Okay,
that was a stretch.
It was a little bit of a stretch.
You might want to get a ghostwriter.
That track will be available.
You should put them up. Put them up on iTunes.
I'm going to put them out, man.
Put them up on iTunes. Drop them.
As much as Aaron and I talk crap about your song parodies, you are one step above Aaron in actually making music.
Oh, I do create content. Yeah. No, yeah.
I create content. I definitely create content.
So you got to make an album art, album cover.
He could just make album art. I don't make album art. That's
my how one. Underground you are.
Yeah.
If you do a full album and put all your collections on there and do like the VGB thing, I'll do some special cover art for it.
Okay. I can do that. I mean, I might have enough as a collection already. But you want all new content,
or maybe five?
Yeah, about five tracks.
About five.
Yeah. I think that if Cord does that, Aaron has to step up and make a song.
Why is that?
Well, because you've been talking about dropping albums for the past like.
No, I've dropped them. You just haven't purchased them. That's on you.
That's true.
Well,
Spotify.
There is one other little special feature we want to do. We did this, I think, on episode 100. We opened up the VGB voicemail, and we had some of our good old friends and family and fans give a call in. We chose our favorites, and we're going to play them right now.
Hey, guys. This is Jay with Capital Fight District. Just wanted to say I've known you guys for a couple years now, and it's been amazing watching a video game being grow into what it is today. So good luck, and keep having fun, guys. Thanks. Bye.
I thought it was going to be over right there. So
pepperoni, and do you want green peppers or?
Yeah. Can I get a large pizza with pepperoni and green peppers and some onions and a large?
Do you recognize the voice, Aaron?
Lemonade's fine, and can I get some breadsticks if you have them, and a side salad, because I'm watching my girlish figure.
Is that Mia?
That's Mia Khalifa.
Sounds like Mia.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Oh, shit. For half a second, Domino? I thought she was actually on.
Hello? Mr. Domino? Are you there?
She has good taste in pizza, though. Domino's is the shit.
Hello! What is up, Video Game Bang? This is Eddie Villanueva, host of the film Lostverse. Just wanted to congratulate on 200 episodes.
We'll edit that out in post.
Dang, you guys are
Tuesdays
old.
Nights on TBS.
But no, you guys are an awesome podcast. I can't believe you guys are already at the 200 mark. And you know what? I can't wait for the next 200 and being a part of your guys' awesome network. So you know what? Here's to all them pizzas out there that support you and all the future pizzas. Get on it. Penis.
Hey, guys. Good it's Lord. Elizabeth, Corey's wife. I just wanted to say how awesome it's been to watch you guys grow from two guys with microphones sitting on the floor to where you are today and being guests at conventions and doing panels, partnered with Energy, you know, all that cool stuff. Anyway, I can't wait to see what happens in the next 200 episodes. You guys are awesome. Love you guys. Bye.
And I love
you. Hi, this is Fat Stogies from Los Angeles. I just want to say hello to the beautiful Ivy Doom Kitty. We love you. She's the cat's pajamas.
Cat's pajamas.
Oh, wow.
Daddy.
Ooh.
Daddy. Daddy.
I don't think I like this one.
Daddy.
Definitely don't like this one.
Daddy?
Is this Mia Khalifa?
This is not Mia Khalifa.
Probably would have been better if it was.
That's the awesome work, guys.
New ringtone.
Daddy.
Oh, edit the other parts out.
Yeah, that's now my official VGB ringtone.
Well, that's
that would be what we get when we get subs now.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone who called in. Means a lot to the VGB to get some love like that. We do have that voicemail open all the time, so we can throw that phone number in chat. We'll throw it more on Twitter periodically, where if you guys have comments, questions, concerns, opinions, you want to tell me how much of a shithead I am for stealing Gatorades, you can do so on the VGB voicemail. Check our Twitter timeline. I think it's 317... 399 bang. Is that right? Did I memorize it?
317-699 bang.
699 bang. Can we confirm?
we'll
confirm that in a minute.
We'll confirm it.
Yeah. But yeah, we really appreciate. We like to hear from you guys. Maybe a new segment. Aaron, you've been wanting to do that for a while anyways, right?
Yeah, I've always wanted to have the phone calls in there. That's because it just literally mimics one of the old podcasts I used to listen to. They used to do phone calls in the beginning of their show. And I called them once, and hearing my voice on there was pretty awesome. I think it's awesome for the fans to hear themselves on a podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Actually, they were talking crap about GameStop, and I was a new employee to GameStop at the time.
Oh, don't tell me you defended it.
Fresh.
Is it bad, guys?
Freshman.
Were you still feeling like the pride?
It was like the. Well, guys, it's not that bad.
I worked
there. Yeah, it was one of those.
Yeah, it has its flaws.
Again,
I imagine that's how you talk when you were a rookie.
Yeah, it basically was.
That's like a white guy going through puberty.
Then I was just like, love the show, guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And
then 6 months later, you said you guys were absolutely right about everything.
Literally 3 days later.
Get me out of
this. It was 3 days.
Get me out of this hellhole.
Yeah.
Ivy, you know, you're no stranger to podcasts.
You're the cat's pajamas.
You are the cat's pajamas. You had a podcast before, and then now you're with the VGB. What do you think? I mean, you joined us at the 200 episode. No, you joined us a while ago, but, you know, you're with us now for the 200 episode mark. Just take us, reflect on your time with VGB so far.
Cool.
I like it. Yeah. That was my favorite.
Wait, she's going to have to unmute her microphone.
That's my favorite time too, Ivy.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Man, Cat's pajamas. Cat's pajamas.
I mean, what can you expect? You know, there's love. There's theft.
Just a little bit. Lots of booze.
You know, there's all sorts of things. Like, this podcast is filled with debauchery and God knows what else.
Because that's about it, just debauchery.
You know. Now, Aaron and Webb, you guys are awesome.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Ivy.
It has been super, super great. Corey, I don't know, dude.
It's all right. That's what I
think I'm going to send you a case of Gatorade to your house as charity.
I mean, he's got it in.
Hold that thought, Ivy.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, no, it's been great. It's been great. I've absolutely loved being a part of VGB. It's been pretty freaking awesome. You got the Gatorade, mother.
That was a
goes
birthday
great
present.
With the shirt.
Thank you.
Oh, man. No, seriously, though, it's been great. You guys have been a phenomenal group of people that I've been able to work with, you know, not just work, but also hang out with, you know, and I'm happy to call you guys friends, even though, you know, one of you is very flawed.
Wow.
But that's the thing, though. I love you guys. You know, we've been able to do so much and, God, not that much time, you know, just grow in leaps and bounds. And I always remember seeing you guys at Wizard World Sacramento, what, 2 years back? 3 years? Two, 3 years ago.
It was the very first Wizard World Sacramento, yeah.
Yeah.
And when you guys did the interview with me, you know, and since then, it's been awesome. So thank you for making me a part of the VGB family.
Aaron, 200 episodes, what do you think?
Can't wait for 1,000.
You think we're going to hit 1,000?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. Well, like, remember I told you this. What episode was it? I don't know, 17 ago or something like that, where I was like, when the second generation VGB, you know, we're all onto
VGB,
something.
The next generation?
Yeah, yeah. We're all onto the higher echelons of VGB, and then the show is conducted by the new crew. Like, oh, we got a whole new cast. And then it's just all these new younger people doing the show. And then we'll make cameos from, you know, like, and they come back and ask us questions like, what was it like to start this, like, you know, like 50 years ago? And we're
we didn't have holograms.
We didn't have the PlayStation 9 where you put the spores in your eye and it, you know, takes you all to trippy, you know, new worlds.
In my day,
like
our
that.
Consoles plugged into a TV and we're happy about
it. Exactly. So, you know, that's really what I'm waiting for. That type of, you know, torch passing, I would say. But not so much as it's like we're done with it, because I don't think we'll ever be done with it, but to see how it evolves.
I think we screwed ourselves over when we started the Weekend Bang and decided to do a whole separate numbering system.
Oh, yeah, it's super confusing.
It's confusing,
it
definitely.
It is confusing as hell, because like, we're having our 200th episode, but in like a week or two, we're going to have our 100th episode for the weekend show.
Gaming Since Gaming, in fact, was trying to archive some of the episodes onto his show, onto his YouTube channel, and he messaged me. He's like, what the hell kind of numbering system do you guys have? I'm seeing 178, and then I'm seeing 88. Like, which one's which?
You do the math. You do the math.
I think the numbering system is more for us at this point, because I wonder how many people actually go when they download it and say like, oh, number so and so. Like,
I know when I listen to other podcasts, I do. I start at episode one and I just go from there.
God, I hope people don't do that for us.
Yeah, do that.
No, just start on
start
this episode.
Start from the beginning.
Those episodes are so cringy.
You know what?
Start on
I have
99.5.
Here's what's cringy. Here's what's cringy. To find out that one of your coworkers likes to listen to your voice as they go to sleep. That's why That's why they listen to the old podcasts.
Segway.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
This the one that you
is
talk
this?
About?
No. This is a dude. Yeah. Shout out to Remy, everybody. Naming him right here on the podcast.
Oh, he's in the chat.
Yeah. Is he in the chat?
No.
No, I was going
to
say.
Well, maybe. I don't know. He could be lurking.
I don't know. Yeah, he probably is.
He's probably trying to go to sleep right now.
But exactly. Exactly. It's all right, Remy. You can go to sleep now.
Webb, what do you see for the future? For the VGB future.
Man, Aaron took all the good answers.
Well, that's just a hot
idea. I think that'd be a very cool thing to see us be able to grow to the point to where we have like kind of like Smosh. They have like those different, like they have like Smosh games and Smosh whatever else.
Yeah.
But yeah, you see what I'm saying. We have like different casts for different shows.
One of me and Corey going to make that video, why I left VGB?
Oh, did you guys see that too?
Yeah.
I watched that too. That was pretty sad to see Smosh break up after all this time.
But are they breaking up?
It seems like that one dude went on his own.
They were on a break.
He cut his emo haircut and then he like, decided
the
Smosh wasn't creative enough for him, or
is that what he said? Because I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, that's always what it is. It's always creative.
He said they were limiting his creativity. And
God.
It was too corporate to where everything had to be approved through so many channels. He couldn't just do his own thing, man.
Now he's gonna be indie, but under the Smosh
he's
title.
He's gonna be
non-existent.
If you have more than $1 million, you are not indie anymore. I don't care what you say.
That's what I'm saying. It's like those indie studios that say they're indie, but really it's like a subdivision of Ubisoft.
Yeah, no. Because I saw his thing and I thought at first it was just he was like, I'm quitting YouTube. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just leaving Smosh. It's just like, you know, I fulfilled what I needed to fulfill in my life. I want to move on to, you know, painting or something. But I don't know. I mean, you get those big YouTube things that are like, we have creative differences and we want to do our way, you know, separate ways and stuff like that. And that's like, what's his name? Freddie Wong and his guy.
Oh, Brandon Latchkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. But I feel like we, you know, the three of us, the four of us, the seven of us, how many are all a part of the VGB at the time, we get to a certain level where we're like just astronomical. There should be no creative differences that couldn't fall under that umbrella.
Yeah,
like literally, Corey wants to go off and he's like, you know what, guys, I really feel like doing a whole bunch of just, you know,
podcasts on pizza.
Yeah, right. Okay. We have a freaking umbrella.
Yeah.
To do
so
that.
So we have
under
a pizza podcast.
You have a VG. Yeah.
By
I want to go
Studios
and do a whole bunch of random video game themed songs or something like that. Well, you have a freaking umbrella. Like, how is that?
Yeah.
How is there red tape towards like, no, that's not what we're about,
that's
dude.
That's why I never think, whenever they say it's creative differences, I'm like, that's what the lawyers decided
would
be a good
you
way to verdict.
You just really hate each other, don't you? That's what it feels like. Like, it's cool. I mean, say, hey, I couldn't stand him anymore. He was, you know.
Heavy Doom Kitty, just subscribe to the...
Wow.
Thank you. Now you finally have the emotes. I appreciate that. Actually, come to think of that, we do have a couple new emotes pending that we hope make the cut. We really wanted them to be a part of the episode 200 because we think that they are a pretty big representation of what the show is about. But I guess you're going to have to wait till next week if they get approved.
If they get approved.
They're a little maybe controversial.
A little racy?
A little racy in some circles.
Mm. A little risque.
So we will keep you guys up to date on that one. Aaron, has there ever been a time where you were about to quit podcasting? Early on, maybe?
Not quit, no. There were times when I got jaded with it. And it's probably just because it was a lot of slow news weeks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like there's nothing going on in the video game world right now to talk about. And I kind of don't really like harping on the same thing a lot, especially with the industry that's always changing. There's so much in the industry and stuff like that. But then I found a way to reinvigorate myself. I started listening to actually, because in the first maybe year or so, I didn't listen to other podcasts. It was just ours. Yeah. So when I started listening to other podcasts, it got me back into the like, oh, yeah, I want to really, I want to be in the podcasting stuff. And like Desus and Marrow is one of the big ones that got me really back into podcasting to like really like wanting to go back into the studio and be like, oh, let's do some more. Who's another one? The Lore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lore. He's another one, even though his stuff got boring real fast. No shot to him. You know. just
damn.
For me. Yeah, I know, because that would sound like...
We don't need another podcast beef.
Yeah, that's what it'll sound like. But no, it's just, I don't know, he got boring. But yeah, I think looking outside for a little bit, that's probably what helped me out.
I think that's true for pretty much any creative medium. You look at what others are doing in the same genre, or not even genre, but just the same art form, and it kind of helps you get that creative juice flowing again.
Yeah. I remember the early days. I think about it. I've been thinking about it a lot recently, prepping for episode 200, and I know for a fact this is why most podcasts stop, but... I just remember putting out shows and only having like 10 listeners. Like there was a long stretch where like nobody, it feels like you're talking into a vacuum. Nobody replies to anything you put on Twitter. You have this idea of like, oh, let's do this game giveaway thing on Twitter. And then, nothing happens. And you're like, oh shit, that kind of sucked. And then it all started with Hollow Monkey and Mr. Howard 123. Where we put something out on Twitter and someone actually responded. And we were like, wait, do you know this person, Aaron? You don't know this guy?
No knows.
Does anybody know this guy? Like everyone who comes over, you're like, hey, Hollow Monkey, is that a friend of yours? No? He's like the first outsider who listens to the show and felt compelled to like message us. And then, one turned into two, turned into six, and then we've had tons. And now... I think the best thing we did was move to Twitch because that gave us more of that direct interaction with people. Even though it's a pretty small percentage of the podcast listeners who actually turn up week in, week out in the Twitch. So if you listen to the show, highly recommend you come out to the Twitch. It's like its own new community of people who just interact and talk. But this is the dialogue that we get that we were missing on the early stages. Like we really didn't know, sense of right and wrong, good or bad. What we were doing, and we went from tens to dozens to hundreds, and now we actually get thousands of listeners, which is like just blows my mind. I'm so grateful for everybody we have who checks out the show. Grateful for Ivy Doom Kitty, who also brought a huge spike because of her fans. Even though they don't like me too much, they like the rest of you guys enough to listen each week. So, thank them even those people.
Sheesh. And you wonder why. Thanks, those people.
It wouldn't be the show if we didn't bring back some of the classics. So how about we do this?
Brain, bang, brain, brain, bang.
Classic?
Brain, bang, brain.
I don't
know. You brain, bang,
brain. You have to bring something back. You're going to have to
have
fun
with it. Yeah.
Than we
pretty much.
Brain, bang.
And because it's episode 200.
Really? We're going to
do... Oh, the song was the classic. I gotcha. Okay.
I was looking up some different words that spell our phone number.
Lay it on me.
There's 31 POW, 9 BANG.
I like that. 31, pow! 9 bang.
9 bang. Yeah. Oh my gosh. The rest don't make any sense.
Oh man, I'm going to text on chat.
You can go, bang, bang. Call us at 317, my you 9 bang.
Follow us on Twitter, vote, that's it, man.
That's so different.
Aaron, you're interrupting the song.
I was supposed to.
Chat is very upset right now.
Actually, they love
it. Chat likes this song, though.
We want to know what's on your mind. Brain bang. We do our best to never
Ivy likes
ask
it.
The same
I
thing.
Do.
Aaron, you're going to come around to something
you
I do.
Didn't
I can't believe you didn't like the one I made today.
So
like, that was brilliant.
No. I've I'll told you that there's the music video that you did was good. Music
yeah,
video.
Sheldon knows what's up. The, he says it's a guilty pleasure.
Oh, yeah, I did a music video. The cosplay one.
Yeah.
The notebook.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I told you about that.
Okay. I will give you this. You are getting better the more you do them.
They do take a lot of effort. That's the reason I don't do more.
Turkey Burgers.
What?
On the game bag.
Shark Nipple.
He's back.
This one I want to know everyone at the table, of course, as always, but I want chat in Facebook and in Twitter to give their honest opinions on this one. And Ivy, pay attention so you could give us like the best of the best responses. But here we go. This last Sunday marked the return of the Rick and Morty cartoon, yes. But it also marked, episode 3 of Game of Thrones. So I wanted
no
to know.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, but I wanted to know from everybody.
I have not seen Rick and Morty yet.
Okay, well, I don't watch that crap
either.
They all
die.
They all died.
They always all die.
The question was, if you could only watch one forever, what would you choose?
Oh, man, that's difficult.
Rick and Morty or Game of Thrones? And it seems like this Rick and Morty thing came out of nowhere. I'm going to be honest. I've seen 2 episodes, and I'm not impressed thus far.
You watched
so
like from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay.
First episode was okay, and there's funny parts, but I just don't see this huge appeal that everyone's so obsessed with it. Everybody knows the inside jokes. Everybody wants to go find this Rickmobile. Everybody's obsessed with this damn show. At my birthday party, everybody there was just making Rick and Morty jokes. I felt like a jerk because I didn't know anything. So I watched a couple episodes, and I just don't get it.
Let's
so
get Riggity Riggity Rick, son.
I don't get it. It's Ivy's like sub thing too. So
get
I watched. I watched Ivy's stream, and I just keep hearing like these catchphrases. I just don't get them. This is where I'm getting old and crotchety. So I definitely chose Game of Thrones. David, what do you choose?
If you're old and crotchety, you should probably shower.
I'm gonna say Game of Thrones. I love Rick and Morty, but I like Game of Thrones just a little bit better.
That's interesting.
I feel more like an adult when I watch Game of Thrones. Like,
well, because there's like porn in there. Because it's porn.
I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
And violence.
It's irrelevant. Rick and Morty.
I feel like more of an adult when I watch porn as opposed to Nickelodeon.
Rick and Morty is it's fun to just like shut your mind off and just watch.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Ivy, what do you think? Personally, I know you're not caught up. No spoilers. But, I mean, if you can only choose one to watch for the rest of your life, the other one would get canceled immediately.
Interesting caveat, though.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's only like one more season of Game of Thrones left.
True.
But it would never end.
But you'd never get
saying.
That satisfaction of knowing the ending.
There's some shows I've never watched the ending to because I don't want them to end.
I
That's
absolutely love Game of Thrones.
In my mind, they've never ended.
I love Rick and Morty, too. I absolutely love Rick and Morty. But if I had to choose and weigh the two out, I think Game of Thrones would win out on that because you got dragons. You got a battle for the Iron Throne.
You got porn. You have dragons.
There's boobs.
You got everything in Game of Thrones.
I think it's more consistently well done than Rick and Morty. Like there's episodes of Rick and Morty.
It's a freaking drama. It's a freaking
yeah.
soap opera sort
but
of.
But there's, I mean, like if you just look at the show as a show, like there's more, like there's episodes of Rick and Morty that are really good. And then there's ones that are like, that was okay.
What do you think, Aaron?
Well, here's a shocker, of course. I mean, you know. Rick and Morty, people.
Really?
Hands
I saw
down.
Do you not like GOT?
No. Love Game of Thrones. But here's the thing. It's a story that progresses from beginning to end. So once I'm done watching that, that's it. I'm done. That's just how I am with stories.
Wait a second. I found a loophole.
So when they're done telling the story and they've killed everybody they're going to kill, that's it. You're going to watch that again. You're going to get the DVDs. You're going to get the Blu-rays, blah, blah, blah. I can't watch that out of order because it still doesn't make any sense if you put it out of order.
It's true.
So with Rick and Morty, that's one of those just comedy shows. You can watch episode 1, season 2. You can watch episode 3, season 4 or whatever. You can watch, you know, whatever in any order. There is no actual progressive line of story just yet, I guess. They'll probably make one eventually. And yeah, there's like reoccurring characters and stuff like that, but not enough so deep that you need to know, you know, the whole thing. So I hands down go Rick and Morty. And then, I don't know, like, it's, like you said, there's a lot of catchphrases, there's a lot of inside jokes. And the randomness is definitely what just keeps me going back
to where they're going
to
go.
Yeah.
Where they're going to be next.
Yeah. And that means we're going to the chat to see what they think.
Is that what that means?
That's exactly what that means. How do you not know what that means?
I don't know. Usually when I do it on the weekend, bang, it's a...
Oh, it's a different sound.
Oh, okay. It is a different sound,
it's a way
actually.
Different sound.
It's true.
Yeah, I made this one. Watch. And Couch Surfer Canuck says Thrones very emphatically. What else was chat saying, Ivy?
They're wanting to know Stark or Targaryen.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, wait
yeah.
a minute. Hold on. Was that just another brain bang question?
Maybe.
Oh my god.
I thought of a loophole for the. For
if
this
you had
question,
to
though.
Choose which house you would be in, would you be in House Stark or House Targaryen?
Definitely House Stark. Less inbredness. Aaron?
There's no inbreeding in Targaryen, fool.
Yeah, there is.
There is?
That's
yeah.
all inbreeding.
They're all inbred. That's how they keep that hair. They talk about that most of that family is inbred.
That's true.
No way.
Yeah.
The majority of the family is...
But you get fucking dragons.
It don't matter.
I get Targaryen all the way.
And...
All right.
I am the Cat Lisi, though. I am the mother of cats.
Cat Lisi?
Yes.
That's terrible.
The one and only. I have
House
Stark, that title is mine.
If you're a House Stark, you have a 99% chance of not making it through.
Not if you stay in the north.
I was going to say.
Not if you stay in the north.
And your wolves die.
And, I mean, Starks, they're still, most of them are alive, actually.
What?
They're like getting back together now. Bran is kicking around.
So can't walk.
Arya
is going to die, people.
And Jon Snow
died once, and he's not a Stark.
Yeah.
Well,
he even said that. He's even said it himself.
He doesn't know things that the audience
doesn't
knows.
Matter. Okay, so even if he doesn't
guys,
know, he still
guys,
does not consider himself.
Spoilers.
This is spoilers.
Be wary of.
No, that's
spoilers.
Not a spoiler.
There's nothing from this.
No, that's not a spoiler though.
Yeah.
And if you're not caught up on this season, I'm sorry. We've said stuff about this in the past.
That's not a spoiler. That's just something he said in the show. I'm just saying that.
Right.
He said it from season 1, episode 1.
But what I'm talking about, if they're not caught
no,
up
no,
on
no, yeah,
season,
I know that. I know that. I know what you're talking about. But I'm just saying what the character has said from the beginning of the whole series, I'm not a Stark. His name is Jon Snow, people.
Snow. Well, that's just what they call bastards.
Yeah, yeah, he knows he's a bastard, and he keeps going. He's, you know, he says he's not a Stark. So okay. That's just.
So definitely Stark on my side. Ivy wants to be an inbred Targaryen with dragons.
Dragons. That's all I need.
What did you say? Good. Are we Stark
you
as well?
You get direwolves.
Yeah. I guess Stark.
Dragons.
I mean, like I was all Targaryen until you made me realize that they're
inbred
totally
jids.
Inbred.
They
totally.
Yeah. Like, oh,
it wasn't
snap.
Just the one brother. That's why the one brother was so into his sister because he was like, yeah, it's just what we do.
Yeah, I guess Stark.
Aaron, did you?
Oh, I mean, I was definitely. It wouldn't be freaking Targaryen. That's disgusting.
Besides the big two, though, I think Aaron would probably belong to. What house would Aaron belong to? I think he'd be a. He'd probably.
I don't think there's any house in there that fits my.
Yeah, no, there definitely
no, there is.
No, there isn't.
There's one for everybody. It's like a Harry Potter sword hat.
Yeah.
This is true.
Aaron's a total. He's a Lannister.
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He's so pompous.
No.
Who would you be then?
No.
What house would you belong?
Because I don't see myself in any of these houses. They're all too.
Aaron would be a wildling.
So. The.
Fringe of society.
the
doing what he wants.
The Lannisters are too
someone says Frey
rigid. Who was the Frey?
Let us know what house you think Aaron would be.
Who was the
House Frey?
Yeah, Walder Frey, the one who like had all those his daughters.
Orchestrated
the red wedding.
Nah, they were some treacherous dogs. Like I said, I can't think of any of the
House are.
House Bolton? No.
No,
I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
Who is the house on the river?
You don't hear too much about the Baratheons, Caitlin. Do you?
I would definitely be a Baratheon, I think.
Yeah. I could see you being a Baratheon.
I would definitely be a son of Robert Baratheon.
Why do you think that?
Toast your house. What
he loves to drink. He loves to party.
He had a beard.
Got killed by a pig?
Totally. Thank you.
No, he got poisoned and then killed by a pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd totally be a Baratheon.
What about Tully? House Tully for Aaron? They're like loyal.
Oh, that's the one where she breastfeeds her kid.
No. That's the.
That was Caitlin's sister, Caitlin Stark's sister.
You're thinking of the fat guy that's at the
Tarly.
Tarly.
That's Tarly. Yeah.
Oh, Sam. His
no,
family?
No, not Tarly. I'm thinking of Tully, but he.
None of the houses,
she,
people. Let's face it.
She was in like the Fuck, what's it called? Chat knows.
Chat knows everything.
No,
knows
everything. The one that breastfeeds is House Aaron.
Yeah, because they have like the whole castle in the sky looking thing.
And there's also Blackfish.
The River Lords. Yeah, like Blackfish. Like the River Lords. Not breastfeeding
so
until
Aaron
you're
would be a Blackfish.
10.
That's what you're saying?
No.
You really want to go there, Webb?
Damn it, Ivy.
What?
Maybe we'll walk right into that one.
There's
Squiggle says Aaron
Webb.
Is House
Jesus,
MD.
Now we know.
House MD. That's hilarious. Took a second, but I get it now.
Man, I think I saw Shark Nipple in chat too.
Yeah,
the
Turkey.
The Veil.
No, I wouldn't be over there.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the lady who breastfeeds her 20-year-old son.
Yeah, and tosses people into
not them.
Aaron would probably be from Dorne.
No, because they take the biggest L's throughout the whole series.
Sheldon said that Aaron is House Mormon.
Yeah, but they're kind of that
Mormons.
The chicks are hot.
What are the Mormonts?
The guy who's in love with Khaleesi.
I can see that. Jorah?
Jorah.
Yeah.
And David says that Corey is House Broken.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's horrible.
No, I'm done with that. I'll be House Broken.
That's horrible.
I'll be House Broken all day.
You get to be the furthest.
Wonderful.
Furthest in the north.
They don't do too much of the Mormonts.
So back to Rick and Morty.
Yes. That's
versus
the show
Game
you
of
go.
Thrones. I don't know.
Wait, what was your loophole?
Oh, my loophole?
Yeah.
Is, okay, I pick Rick and Morty, and then I just read the Game of Thrones books.
Hmm.
I find out what happens. I get a conclusion to the story.
I can switch over and do that.
Yeah, but you don't get the acting of Peter Dinklage.
What?
Fetch me my wine.
Yeah, see?
House Tyrell.
Man, I wish we could talk about it. That's what we need to do. Our next podcast will just be all spoilers, Game of Thrones. It'll be called Bang of Thrones.
Those podcasts are the ones that are kind of weird to me. The ones that focus on literally
just one. Yeah.
So I'm like, you can see the ending coming at you guys. Like, you really don't go for longevity, do you?
Yeah.
I do kind of... Like the ones that take old shows, like, hey, welcome to the Cheers podcast. We're starting at episode one.
So what was Morty thinking?
Like, it's weird because it's like, okay, you picked an old TV show or an old movie and you're going through them one by one and you're like analyzing them or something like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, we should do shit like that. Good idea. Cheers. Yeah. It's going to start with Cheers. Where everybody.
Yeah, no, that would require us to watch Cheers, and I'm not down for that.
We got some support for Bang of Thrones. We might have to do this. I'm down for some Bang of Thrones. And
oh, my God. So do you guys. I'm just curious. Any of the ladies in chat.
Okay, hold on. So Ivy, Aaron says that there are no women on the internet.
Exactly.
What do you guys think of Littlefinger?
Gross.
Oh, he's a scumbag.
What? I thought we were geez.
You know what?
I thought we were a rated PG show. What are you talking about?
Oh, what the hell? I know you have a thing for him, don't you?
I do.
Why?
What? I think Littlefinger is very attractive.
Dude's gonna slip you a Mickey with his little finger.
He had the best, not him, but what's her name? Okay. The chick that he's into?
Sansa?
Sansa. When she,
look,
when she
see,
shut
Corgi
him down.
Corgi Cosplay thinks Littlefinger is hot.
Who?
Corgi
Cosplay.
Corgi
Cosplay in chat thinks Littlefinger is hot.
I am not alone. There's weird ones everywhere.
Yeah, when Sansa shut him down, when she hit him with that line of...
Wait, is this from the current episode?
Well, all she said was... She said something.
No spoilers.
She said something to the effect of, you know, you don't have to keep talking. I'm pretty sure what you were going to say was clever. And he just kind of just shut up and backed out. I was like, damn. That is like a
son, where'd you find that?
That's a 2017 burn. And I felt it in the future. That's what that is. That is exactly what that is.
You know, he had a monologue from this most recent episode too that I thought was pretty badass.
He did?
Yeah.
But I feel like
I feel like I could relate 100% to his monologue from this episode.
We can't talk about that off air.
I don't think it's a spoiler. It's not like saying anything about the plot.
Don't.
Come on.
No. I think he feels like. No. I mean, I feel like he's the only character in the whole show that's shady, but the easiest to shut down. Like, I swear, like, everybody else had little spies everywhere and stuff like that.
I wouldn't shut him down. I'd be like, okay.
He just had a whorehouse.
What the heck? I know, the man owned a whorehouse, Ivy.
What is it about him?
He's gross.
What is it about him that makes you, like, want to, like...
And didn't Bane kill him in Batman?
Let's get to the real
Let's
bottom.
Let's get to the real stuff
the
here.
The real issues here. The man's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I killed him. I lost my Bane impression.
That's horrible.
I killed him.
It's the bad boy. He's not even a bad boy.
Drago was the bad boy.
Yeah, exactly. Who's the snitch on Recess? That's who he is.
Oh,
that's who Littlefinger is. Like, yeah. That's exactly who Littlefinger. That's what I get from Littlefinger, the snitch on Recess.
He is a little snitch, huh?
You know what? No, I feel like he's like the one, like he's the quiet one in the back of the class that ends up like going postal.
No.
He's going to be
like, he's kind of conniving.
He's sitting there and he's taking notes. He's making a list of everybody who's done shit to him.
He's a sneaky little
bastard. Is a pedophile
next
as well.
Oh,
he
yeah,
is a pedophile.
Super pedophile-y.
Yeah, he's definitely not the bad boy, Ivy. I really like confounded.
Randall, thank you.
Randall!
Attractive. Thanks, Mike. Yes.
What other people do you find attractive then? Like, is he the norm? Is this what... Is this what... You know, people should be attaining to if they want to get.
I find him attractive. I don't know. You guys might be like weirded out. Snape.
Oh yeah, that's super weird. Yeah,
with the bowl haircut.
Yeah, she had
Alan Rickman as Snape.
I'm a
wizard.
You like the weirdos.
I'm a wizard. I've come back to my palace.
What is that? Is that Snape, or is that freaking Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
No, that's different. That's the
my process.
Sheesh.
The process.
They're one of the
this
same.
This is my Alan Rickman.
Yeah. So,
oh, well,
and it's also
that one is actually better.
And it's also my Shaggy,
creepy and stalker guys.
Life is one
bundle. What's his name? Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender. So you like Magneto?
Yeah.
So you just like the guys that play the characters that you like. You like Snape, so you like Alan Rickman.
Yeah, basically.
You like
what it sounds
you like,
yeah.
like you like Magneto, so you like Fassbender.
You're a wizard, Ivy.
Is that Dobby?
Yes and no. I mean, because the whole thing with Baelish, with Littlefinger, I don't particularly like care for his character in terms of. Because he is a douche. He's an asshole. But him physically, I'm attracted to him.
What?
He's like the weakest little dude on the thing.
He's
like,
literally called Littlefinger.
No, I know. I could totally destroy him.
Yikes. This got real really quick, Bane, everybody.
Bane did, so. That's horrible.
That was the best use of that soundboard.
Oh, son of a bitch! It feels like it's been weeks since the gods have blessed us, and they have given us a bountiful fruit. of What You Playing. That was the What You Playing theme song. Aaron, have you been playing video games even?
Yeah, I played Rick and Morty's.
Pocket Morty's.
Pocket Morty's.
What is that?
It's like Pokemon's.
Pokemon Go?
But you're playing with a whole bunch of different Morty's.
So it's like Pokemon on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
With a Rick and Morty skin.
Is Morty the kid or the scientist? I can't remember.
Morty is the kid. There's an infinite amount of Mortys and an infinite amount of Ricks. But the Ricks, in their hubris, made this thing called the Council of Ricks. So it's like a...
Council?
Like a big citadel full of nothing but the infinite amount of Ricks that there are in the universe.
Okay.
And then they have, of course, the Council of Ricks, where their hairs are like different and everything like that. So anyway, you play the main Rick, I don't know.
Sanchez. Somebody,
yeah, but they're all Rick Sanchez, but then he's like Rick from 3.
From Earth C9317 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
how do you guys know this shit?
Because we watched the show. And actually, they said it one time. I'm Morty from Earth C9137.
People know that's the Rick. Okay. Like, that's the number one Rick or whatever. So, but anyway, so you play him, and you're with Morty, your regular Morty, your grandson, and you go around to different universes collecting different Mortys. Like, there's...
I have a Judge Morty, a Karate Morty, a Scruffy Morty.
So and they all have different... Game?
Yeah, this is a game. You can get it on your phone.
Is it mobile?
On your phone, yeah, it's mobile. A mobile phone.
Oh, I am getting this interface? Right now.
The interface is just like Game Boy Advance or something like that. Yeah, it's not.
You go through, you catch different Mortys. There's different kinds of Mortys. So, like you know how Pokemon had water, fire, grass?
It's basically just rock, paper, scissors.
It's rock, paper, scissors.
Pocket Mortys? Pocket Mortys, yes. 5 million downloaded. It's actually
Pocket Morty.
It's done pretty well.
Train them. You battle other Ricks and other aliens that collect Mortys.
Yep.
And then like in Pokemon, they had gym leaders.
Yep.
Here you go and you battle the Rick of the dimension that you're in.
Yeah.
To earn badges to then battle the Council of Ricks, which is like the Elite Four.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So it's a pretty.
I don't even watch the damn show, and I'm downloading it right now.
It's fun.
Is how cool that
sounds. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
This crafting.
Yes, crafting.
Pokemon does it have?
It's weird how they.
This is true. Oh, sorry. Never mind. Go ahead.
No, what?
It's weird how they made this thing kind of from this universe that had kind of nothing to do with. Pokemon, but they found a way to. But it's a good game.
I played it for hours.
It's a good game. I say try it out.
Huh. All right. Webb, what you playing?
PUBG.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm horrible at it, but it's really fun. I was playing it while I was on Discord with Aaron and Steven, and I think Katie was on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all talking, and I heard like gunfire, and I was like, guys, shut up. Okay, we're fine. Keep talking.
Holy crap.
There's some crazy things that happens in that game. It's a lot of fun.
So August 11th, Energy Esports is going to do a PUBG night, and they're going to get like all of our biggest players from across all of our different titles to get on a private server with fans and stuff like that and play in some matches for a few hours.
That's cool.
And I'm very much looking forward to this. I think it's a great idea. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see these other pro players in this kind of level playing field.
Yeah.
To see the CSGO guys against the Overwatch guys.
Oh, yeah.
The Smite guys. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know whether I'm going to be playing in it yet. I'm not sure if I'm playing or I'm going to be like running cameras for the for another stream, but it's going to be a lot of fun. But you're liking it.
I like it.
Did you play solo or did you play as a team?
I've just been soloing. Okay. The highest I made it to was 22.
Oh shit, that's pretty high.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know how. I mean, like, I see people posting like they've ranked like top 10 or whatever like that. So I don't know how high, how good 22 is.
Ivy, what you been playing?
Ooh, I played Overwatch. Tried out Doomfist. He's pretty cool.
How'd you like the Doomfister?
I liked him, actually. Although, I'm not going to lie, I freaking button mash like a mother when I play as Doomfist. It's not good in that regard.
He's pretty damn broken. He can,
push all the buttons!
He can one-shot, like, 18 of the 24 characters, from what I heard. Or some ridiculous astronomical number.
He's what?
With his right click, he could one-shot a lot of characters, meaning he could just hit them one time and they explode. They die. Mm. He's going to get some serious nerfs. I'm kind of dreading him being in comp. I'm not looking forward to that. Aaron, have you gotten to play as Doomfist yet?
I have not, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I did also play Pokemon Go because they have that event going on right now.
What's the event?
The event's the they're doing all of the legendaries. So what are the names? Lacuna.
Moltres, Zapdos, and Articuno.
Yeah, there we go. It's those three. So right now, they finished one on Sunday, and now they're on the second legendary one. So when you go to certain gyms, you'll get like this weird emblem that'll pop up above one of the gyms, and that is your opportunity to catch like really strong Pokemon or more rare Pokemon. And then there's a certain one pop up that'll show up that's for legendary Pokemon, and you can go there and as a team battle to try to capture that legendary Pokemon.
Oh, okay. So I've seen friends of mine with legendary Pokemon. I feel like now that they've introduced them and if they're making them so accessible, doesn't that take away like the prestige of the game?
Well, no. They're not that accessible. It's a 2% capture rate.
Jeez. Damn.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Let's just say there's a no percent capture rate.
Well, I don't know, Aaron. I very much remember, I believe you were with me in Borderlands 2 trying to farm for those special shotguns.
Uh-huh.
Where we'd beat the same boss over and over and over again for a 1.5% drop of this incredible shotgun.
Oh, the conference call?
The conference call, yes!
Yeah.
That was an epic gun. And then you get two of those, you run up, and then you can beat Cromorax.
Like, really fast.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't knock it when we've been there.
Yeah, but there was no actual, like, physical walking around exertion for this.
Well, I thought that's all your thing. You're trying to lose weight, I thought.
Yeah, definitely am. But, I mean, I'm not going to play Pokemon Go for that.
Are we going to, start this VGB weight loss challenge?
What? I mean, we can.
Wait, what? Fill me in on this.
So, Aaron's trying to lose weight.
Okay.
A massive amount of weight.
He's
trying
amount.
To drop his large pounds.
Trying to drop my
for those of you
my
who only,
summer weight.
Those of you 30, who 30. Only listen to the show, Aaron is huge.
I'm 225.
He sits on two different chairs when he's.
Hey,
damn.
225. You can see the show live.
Nice.
Body shaming added to Corey's.
Nice. No, it wasn't body shaming. I was just like, people, I wanted
yeah, thievery, body shaming.
I wanted
and
to let everyone
sales.
Know who has never seen.
Punch Corey in the balls.
Wow.
All right.
Said you just ask another man to touch another man's balls.
Yeah, that's basically what you asked.
And that's not going to happen.
That's horrible.
You know what that means? It means we're drawing near the end of episode number 200, and it was fantastic. Yay. Thank you to everyone who called in and left those voicemails. Thank you to the chat who's been popping off. We've gotten some very awesome new subs today in Ivy Doom Kitty. Thank you so much for your subscription. All these new follows, look at that. As we speak, more and more follows. But yeah, I think the next stunt we should do is the weight loss challenge, Aaron. I need an excuse.
I want in.
Why do you need an excuse?
I want in too.
I only do things when there's insane amounts of competition.
I win. I want in.
You're in?
I lost 8 pounds since Thursday.
Well,
it doesn't count yet.
Yeah, you better put that eight back on and then lose it again if
you
want.
Because
it doesn't start.
Because you just played yourself.
Literally, all I did was start working out.
That's all you did and you lost weight?
Yeah, well, I stopped working out like 2 months ago and I put on like 15 pounds. And I've been trying to lose it and literally just start. I worked out Thursday. I worked out Friday. Oh, I lie. I worked out Friday, Saturday, took Sunday off. Then I worked out Monday and yesterday. And I lost 8 pounds.
I went on a walk yesterday.
Sweet.
Around the block.
Did you play Pokemon at least?
No.
You should do that while you're walking.
When I walk, I like to think and reflect and stuff. Like I can't play trivial
and create
games.
New songs?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where it comes from. Good Lord.
So let's do this. We'll do a weight loss challenge. Maybe after the show, we'll come together with some terms, and we'll challenge the fans, too. Maybe we do, like, a fan thing where we could have them do the same.
Yeah.
You know, if they,
well,
they
you
kind of got to
be
along.
Careful with that.
Because they can cheat by cutting off
limbs. No, you got to be careful with that because some fans might, like, take it super serious and, like, lose weight through not healthy means.
Do you know? Well, I'm already using a tapeworm, so.
And Finfin has just been unlegalized.
Oh, your tapeworm? How big's your tapeworm web?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Since 90% of my body.
That's a personal. Damn it.
Can I get a special shout out?
Go ahead.
Special shout out to Susan Points, everybody.
My grandma.
Susan Points.
Why?
Just a wonderful lady. Just a all around wonderful lady.
Well, I know that, but why are you saying that?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
A little concerning.
Have a nice day, Susan. Hope you're having a really nice day.
My grandma? Grandma Bling?
Is that what her nickname is?
Yeah, Grandma Bling. Okay, I didn't know we were doing this, but I guess we're doing shout outs. Webb, you got any shout outs?
No.
Yeah. Ivy, any shout outs?
Shout out to my sister Amy for being amazing. I love her to death. She's awesome. And puts up with my crap all the time.
Oh wait, I want to shout out to Ivy's sister too.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, shout out to Amy. Shout out to Max for being a badass and always having my back in everything. Absolutely everything. And shout out to all the fans, because without you guys, we wouldn't be where we're at, you know? And
truth.
It's because of you guys that we've been able to accomplish so much. So you guys are the freaking best.
I want to give a shout out to the haters.
Okay.
Here we go.
I love the haters. I've always wanted to give a shout out to haters because all the cool rappers do that. So
that's just
shout out to my haters. We call them fans, though. Shout out to my co-host Aaron. Been with me since day one of this magical carpet ride.
I have, haven't I?
Yeah. Mm. Webb for doing a lot of work. A lot of the ones and twos and the stuff behind the scenes. Ivy for forcing us to step up our game on a bunch of things that we were honestly slacking on before she came on. Like things like social media and things
little
like
things.
Yeah, little tiny things like promotion and things like that. So we appreciate her opening our eyes to those things. And the fans. All the Twitch chat. I love you guys. Even the ones that don't like me, I love you guys because you make me better. And I made the music go too long because I was hoping to end at that point. But yeah,
awkward.
All right, awkward. Now we're just
terrible.
We're just doing this.
It's
gonna. No, I thought it was gonna be right there.
That was there.
I thought
too,
it was right
you're
there.
Horrible.
Damn it.
Getting horrible.
You know who I have not seen in chat?
Who haven't you seen?
Nismonic.
That's fine.
He's in my heart at all times.
That's because Corey's not locked into his.
Exactly.
You should be giving him a shout out.
Nismonic, my boy, the Broken Brilliance.
You're number one.
Yeah.
Somebody in Facebook chat says, shout out to the lady Corey stole $17 from.
Oh,
yeah, shout out to her. Yeah.
Knew she was going to come back into this conversation one way or another. That is the end of the song. Thank you, everybody, for 200. Here's to 200 more for David Webb, Aaron Carter, Ivy Doomkitty. My name is Corey saying peace.
Don't steal candy.